Drought conditions persist here in Arizona, and at the same time, people in the water policy world are trying to keep the Colorado River at healthy levels. Here's Sarah Porter of Arizona State University.
The one thing we know about the future is that we are likely to see more shortage and more frequent shortage than we've experienced in previous decades.
To combat the long-term shortage, Porter and others are waiting for the state to propose changes to water policy. Any plan from Governor Doug Ducey is likely to address what is called excess water. KJZZ's Brett Jaspers explains.
Excess water sounds like extra water, but in a long-term drought, no water is really extra. It all matters. Excess water, put simply, is the Colorado River water that a user decides not to use. An example of a user is the city of Phoenix. Cynthia Campbell works at the city's water department.
So if Phoenix leaves water on the table, then it automatically goes into the excess pool.
But Phoenix doesn't get to decide what happens to it.
It's up to CAWCD whether it's going to market that water or whether it will agree that it's system conservation.
CAWCD is the Central Arizona Water Conservation District. It delivers Colorado River water to Central Arizona. That hypothetical water Phoenix is leaving on the table, CAWCD can sell it to someone else, even if Phoenix wants it to stay on Lake Mead to help avoid a declaration of shortage. A declaration of shortage would trigger automatic cutbacks, which is bad for pretty much everyone. So if Phoenix conserves, it wants its supplier to do the same.
We would like to see a commitment from CAWCD to use excess water to save, to protect Lake Mead. That's what they've said, is that, you know, protect Lake Mead. And we've said then we'd like to see a commitment in that regard.
CAWCD is also known as the Central Arizona Project. Chuck Cullum manages its Colorado River programs.
The CAP board has discretion over how that excess water is used.
He says his organization has to balance many different priorities for excess water. One is Lake Mead levels, but another is replenishing groundwater in Central Arizona. Cullum argues, and Campbell and others agree, that the Central Arizona Water Conservation District has done a lot of water conservation. Cullum says a change to the rules would disrupt what works.
The contracts, the rules, the priorities within the CAP system have demonstrated that they work and that conservation projects can generate savings in Lake Mead through the current system.
But the state is considering significant changes to the current system. Governor Ducey held work groups last year. Among many other ideas, the groups talked about declaring the state of Arizona the legal entity that decides what excess water stays on Lake Mead when a user wants to leave it there voluntarily. In part, it's because Lake Mead levels affect the entire state. Tom Buschatsky is Arizona's Director of Water Resources.
There was some support for that, and it is one of the elements that's being discussed as part of a potential package. But again, there's no package right now.
Buschatsky says either a new law or some kind of negotiated policy change is a possibility. The latter option is complicated by the fact that the two sides haven't been negotiating lately. ASU's Porter is optimistic an agreement can get done.
Agreements are fairly easy to amend and change, and they give us flexibility. Legislation is harder to change.
Legislated or negotiated, Arizona's internal debates need to get settled before the state can sign a deal with California, Nevada, and the Federal Bureau of Reclamation. They all share Lake Mead and all want to avoid drastic cuts to water supplies. Brett Jaspers, KJZZ News, Phoenix.